Good morning, this is Kathy again from the Career Development, and today I just wanted to talk about the famous business book called Who Moved My Cheese by Spencer Johnson, and talk about things you put off in life. I was looking for a new book to read, and I saw this book on my shelf. Funny, I have had the book for about 6 years. I had a coworker who I went into his office one day and I saw it and I go, oh my goodness, I've heard so much about that book. It's supposed to be one of the top business books. I would love to read it. And he goes, go ahead and borrow it. 6 years ago. So yeah, so this last week I ended up grabbing it and reading it. So what it's about, the Who Moved My Cheese, tells a parable which you can directly apply to your own life so that you stop fearing what lies ahead and instead thrive in the environment of change and uncertainty. Of course, I am referring this into the job world. So in a job, you can be so set in a comfortable position, say, you're not messing with it because it's the same people you're used to working with and it's the same shift and day and you're just accustomed to it, but yet you're not happy. But you're really not going to do anything about it because you don't want to rock it. Sometimes we all do just fall into that trap of being settled, basically. But what would you do if you weren't afraid? That's kind of what the parable in this book is. So it talks about two little people and two mice, and they're in a maze, and they're searching for cheese. Each character represents a different attitude towards change, with cheese being what we consider success. So the cheese in this parable is the creme de la creme, the perfect job, the dream job. So there are three lessons about cheese and what you should do when someone moves yours. So number one, thinking too much about your cheese might paralyze you. So just start looking. Instead of thinking, just start looking. And two, nothing lasts forever. So always keep your eyes open for approaching changes. I tell everybody that. Plan B, always. Doesn't mean you're going to ever leave plan A, but have a plan B just in case. You just never know. Like right now, we are in the pandemic with COVID-19, and there's a lot of restaurants in California, actually across the whole United States. Restaurants have closed, barbershops have closed, nail shops have closed. Some businesses have closed. Soon to open up, I hope. But anyway, nonetheless, some people are getting unemployment. Some have had to wait a long time to get unemployment, and they just can't sit and just not eat or have a roof over the head. So obviously they have to change. So I wouldn't doubt if some of those people didn't just go find a different job that they could do, someone else who was open during this pandemic so that they can make a living until they can get back to what they are accustomed to. The third lesson is there's always new cheese to be found. And the minute you start moving, these things they'll appear. So in the first lesson about thinking too much about your cheese and start chasing it, the two mice inside of the maze are Sniff and Scurry, and the two little people are Hem and Ha. So Sniff and Scurry spend most of their time running up and down the corridors of this maze looking all over for cheese. They turn the corner, they run to the end, and they see if there's any cheese. If not, they turn around, go back. There's a pattern. And while it seems kind of mindless and unstructured, it actually saves them a lot of time and energy. So Hem and Ha are the two little people. They also spend their days in the maze looking for cheese. But because they're not hungry, they think finding it will make them happy and successful. So because of their complex brains, they think a lot about how they find the cheese. How are they going to find the cheese the fastest? Which strategies will work best in getting through the maze? How to keep track of the strategies? What finding the cheese is going to feel like? And then when they'll finally find it. Of course, they even doubt if there's any cheese in the maze at all every time they turn another empty corner. So they start getting a little doubtful. Life is the same way. And being at a dead-end job can be the same way. Or looking for a job can be the same way. Every minute you spend wondering about what success looks like and how to get it, whether it's possible, and how you'll feel in the future is a minute that you are not spending working towards it. And that's because humans are complicated. We aren't we? We're all complicated. But that doesn't mean we have to make everything complicated. So we want to be in this parable more like the mice who just keep running. So lesson two is that even the biggest cheese doesn't last forever. So try to see when change is coming. Sniff and Scurry soon found a big stash of cheese at Station C. And even though they enjoyed snacking a little bit of it every day, they kept paying attention. The amount of cheese kept declining, slowly but steady, every day. And once they realized they were just about out, they decided to move on. They decided just to get up and start finding another branch of some cheese. They saw what was going. They were aware. So they do. They find another block of huge cheese at Station N. What about Hem and Haw? So Hem and Haw and Sniff and Scurry, they were all at Station C because that's where all the cheese was. So Hem and Haw, they were settled in Station C. They grew accustomed to it. It was their new status quo. The cheese fest that they indulged in every day soon became the center of their lives, as they thought it was the fair reward for all of their hard work. They thought they deserved the cheese. And they're so preoccupied with the cheese that they didn't even notice that it was disappearing one piece at a time. And even some of the corners were getting moldy. And one morning they woke up only to find that someone had moved their cheese. No supply of cheese can last forever, meaning happiness or that perfect job won't last forever. Change is always going to be bound to happen sooner or later. So instead of fooling ourselves into things that they will stay and remain the same forever, we always want to keep an eye out for change. Lesson three was don't worry because there's always new cheese to be found. The minute you start moving, things will improve. This is totally the case with jobs, picturing the cheese as jobs. So there's always jobs out there. Even right now during this COVID-19 pandemic, I do a job opening kind of like, here's what's available in my city and the one neighboring city where the offices are that I service. And there's a lot of jobs. I'm like, wow. You know, you would think with the governor closing some entities that there would just be a problem with finding a job. But they are out there. So always just know that jobs are always out there. The best part of the cheese isn't that once you found it, you're set for life. It's that there's always more to be found. So Ha eventually got sick of sitting around. Not him. Hem just stood there, kept saying, who took our cheese? Who moved it? Hem was just very disturbed that somebody took the cheese. Ha eventually was sick of sitting around. So he decided he's going to go look for new cheese. And even though Hem wasn't going to join him, he went by himself. Once he started moving, his situation instantly got better. He found new bits of cheese, pieces here and there at first, but it was a lot better than just sitting in Station C where there was nothing and then being paralyzed with fear, wondering what he's going to do. So after having found the courage to move on, despite his fears, he's gripped onto his fear and he's going to go forward. Ha realized the accumulated fears in his mind were a lot worse than even the biggest challenges that he encountered. His full confidence, he kept exploring that maze until he finally found Sniff and Scurry. He found his friends, and they were at Station N. And there he stood with them, the three of them. They all shared a new cheese that they had found. The takeaway from this parable is, it's a simple pattern of embracing change, finding success, but yet still looking out for more change, and then embrace it again, which will help you cultivate a more optimistic attitude about life. So, when stuck at a job, And I don't want to say stuck, but sometimes you may be in a position where you just got to take that retail job because you know what? You need some money coming in, and they offer insurance, and it's really not a bad thing. And then one day you realize this isn't what you want to do for your whole life, but yet you just keep showing up and staying there and not doing a thing about it. Sometimes you have to just get over that fear. Nobody likes change. Nobody. It's just a whole new set of things. I mean, so you might have lunch. You might even have a after work relationship with some of your coworkers. You're used to the same people every day. You might even be used to the same customers. But you do know that that job isn't going to go anywhere. And your dreams and realities are maybe a management position or maybe working in a different field. This was supposed to just be a interim job, just something in between. But yet here you are. So the purpose of this book, I thought, was showing how you had four sets of different people. Well, two mice, two little people are the parable, and everybody has a different analogy. Like if you knew a company might be going bankrupt, business was really slow, you've heard overhear people say, "Oh yeah, you know, this office may be closing due to budget cuts, yada yada." Would you start looking at job boards and asking your friends around if anybody's hiring? Would you start looking to secure yourself, or are you going to sit there and wait till that job maybe does close and here you are unemployed? Everybody has a different path in life, but I love this parable because it shows that don't get comfortable where you're at, not if it's not what you want. But believe me, some people are comfortable where they're at, and there is nothing wrong with that, nothing at all. Just follow your dreams and keep going. Keep going. It's all in your mindset, which we talked about in a previous podcast, is, you know, it's all about what you want. And maybe how you were raised. Maybe you weren't raised to, I call it reach for the moon. As I always tell my kids, reach for the moon. You know, especially one child, he doesn't like a certain job he's at. Well, apply for others. There's tons out there that you qualify for. You know, I can help you with a resume, so just start getting it out there. And then it was, well, he's always called in on his days off. So he's like, I don't have time to do all that. Okay, well, tell me why you always go in when you're called on your days off. Why do you do that? Well, because I like my job, Mom. Okay, then do you really want change? So sometimes you maybe, and he's young, doesn't have a family or anything. So sometimes when you're in that situation, you kind of have room to do what you kind of want, I guess is the word. But I know that if you are a parent, have family, sometimes maybe it's just simply a job that has benefits or a job that has something that will help your family as you progress. So the parable and a whole theme of this story is, go for what you want. Don't let fear stop you. Fear is very, very prevalent. It's there. It's real. I understand. I have started a couple new jobs in my lifetime, and nothing's ever easy. Nothing is. It's all change. No, like I said, nobody likes change, but yet you want something better. So just realize that change comes with that all the time. So be aware of it. Be aware of your surroundings. Put it out there to your current boss. If you feel like you're in a stale job and you want to move up, let them know you want to move up. Sometimes a manager just doesn't know. You know, I love that saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So if you are coming to work every day, performing great, looking like you love your job, maybe that's just your demeanor, and that should be, honestly. Your boss may think you're just happy where you're at, and that's good enough. But if it's not where you're happy, let them know. Let them know, you know, I love my job, but, you know, I do see myself in management one day. I'd like to learn more. I'd like to progress in the company. And then that's a good way to accept change, is if you've let somebody in authority know what you are looking for, and then it's just not possible, because sometimes they may tell you, oh, wow, there's so many other people with seniority ahead of you with the same goals. I don't see that happening. Or maybe it's like, oh, I'm glad you let me know. You know, we may have an opening for a lead coming soon. So whatever the case may be, you got to ask for it, or you got to move. You got to move. You either say something or update that resume and get it out there, because chances are you will get to where you want to be. Don't give up on yourself. It's you you're talking about. So go after your dreams. Don't fear what's behind door number two, because every door that closes always leads an entry into a better one. So I urge you to be fearless and go forward for your dreams. Thank you.